This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Rat.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. A bog standard, in that it is a standard bog. Yeah, our good old friends, the whatever young adventurer cuts their teeth on.
Yeah. Yep. Clear out my basement.
Yeah.
And not in like the dreadful, dreadful double entendre way.
Oh, no. Hey, Gary, are you describing enemas for sexual purpose?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 just rats.
Just rats.
Just classic rats, you know, just like you might find in real life. Since you live in Cincinnati now, Cole, you see rats, right?
No, we have more lizards than rats.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't see them all the time, but every once in a while, like some big, like, fucking rat will walk across my path, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Or I'll find dead ones, like if there's a real like serious rainstorm.
Oh, like, they'll like, wash out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. The pest of choice, not in the houses, although that's happened before, but like outside is we have lizards all over the place.
Mm. Yeah. That's only a little bit cuter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like a rat. I don't like a wild rat, but I think
like a fancy rat.
Yeah, like a fancy rat with a little top hat. Now you see videos of people who have trained their rats to do stuff. Like I like the idea. We just did the Hamtaro episode of Abject Suffering. I like the idea of having a small rodent that you can, you know, pet assiduously or whatever. But I don't like the idea that they're always pissing.
They do that a lot. Yeah. My friend Derek, who's actually visiting me as we speak, when we were roommates, he had a rat, and they piss all the time. He would like have it out and hang out with it, but it would piss on him. And then, it would go in its little hamster wheel, but it had these like gigantic balls, and you'd watch it run in this hamster wheel where it was like continuously racking itself. And it was just like, whoa, buddy, like. It was like punching a boxing bag.
Oh yeah. Like a headache bag.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remember thinking, like, God, what a life. Like, you're trapped in this little thing where the only thing you can do for attention is, or for entertainment is, like, move this wheel that's, like, is, like, built. You know, like, the way this your body interacts with this is that your balls hang like one of those medicine bags and just...
Gary, don't kink shame.
I wouldn't kink shame him. I mean, he seemed very happy. It was very strange to me. And maybe it feels different for them. I don't know what a rat's balls are like.
Yeah.
We can't get through this, though, without talking about the Osquip, which is definitely one of my favorite pictures in this book.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest fucking looking things that they've done.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, what's going on with his upper lip? Is this some kind of ableist portrayal of somebody with a cleft palate?
Like it's kind of cleft, but it's also kind of like, quarter machine hillbilly teeth.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a large hairless rodent the size of a small dog that sometimes has 10 legs and has gigantic upper teeth. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Monstrous Manual, why? Osquip leather is soft and water resistant, and their teeth can be used in digging magic. Like being really into magic, like, oh, I dig that?
I that's what I thought about, too. Like, there's got to be a band called Magic.
You have to kill a Quaggoth and go around, and it's also Quaggoth tooth necklaces.
Yeah, or even Osquips.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah, either or.
Yeah,
no, it's the and these are original to D&D, so somebody like drew the. This isn't based on like, oh, you know, there's a mythological rat that had big teeth.
Right. Well, here's the thing about rodents and rats, especially, they already got massive chompers up they on really top do. In front.
Yeah, this is taking an aspect of them and magnifying it. And I guess it's technically taking the aspect of them that has four legs and magnifying that as well.
Yeah.
But like a 10-legged rat with these gigantic teeth, like this just seems like a little Mad Libsy to me.
A little bit. It's a little hat on a hat. I like that they provide a helmet for scale.
I do like that too. Like the little guy who's like living in there and the big guy who's like looking for him. Like this is a fun little like name a more iconic trio.
The big guy's coming by, rattling the helmet, saying, rent's due.
Yeah, yeah, just like, if you don't pay up to the Rat King.
Oh.
Yeah, Rat Landlord. That's when only two rats get their tails stuck together with shit.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.